from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hour number two of Primetime, an SOB edition. Sue Ortner and Buckley in. Rop out. We believe he is hitting the links down around Black Butte.
I think he's coming back. I think he was playing in the member guest, so he should be back tomorrow. I was reading about the Danny Jansen thing.
I was just going to bring that up. I'm glad you did.
Well, I didn't realize this, too. Not only did he play for the both teams, but he was actually up.
He was at the plate.
He was at the plate.
When the game got postponed.
So when the game got restarted, they had to make the announcement that Danny Jansen was being pinch hit for.
Right.
And Danny Jansen was catching when they made the announcement.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, this was something that happened in the Red Sox Blue Jays game today, but it started all the way back in late June, a June 26th game in which Danny Jansen was playing for the Blue Jays and at bat when the rains came on. They stopped the game and they don't end up finishing it. They rescheduled the rest of it for today, but Danny Jansen has been either waived or let go or traded for by the Red Sox, who were playing against him in that game.
Yeah.
And then Alex Cora, the manager, confirmed, I think it was on Friday, because I think I read this nugget to you, it hadn't happened yet, but that it was going to. He said, Danny's going to be catching in the game that he was hitting when we stopped it for the other team.
So technically, it sounded like, and I didn't see a clip of it, but when I was reading about it, they said that they will come on the PA and they will make an announcement that Danny Jansen is being pitch hit for by blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And that when they do that, Danny Jansen will be squatting behind the plate when the game resumes. So, it was just kind of adding an extra little... little cool moment.
Baseball is cool like that. He becomes the first player ever to play for two teams in the same game.
And he won and lost because his old team won. The Blue Jays actually won.
And he got a hit in the fifth inning for the Blue Jays after being pinch hit for in his first at bat in the second inning for the Red Sox. Or no, vice versa.
Yeah.
But anyways, also saw the over the weekend, Shohei Ohtani with a walk-off grand slam to make the 40-40 club.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
What, the sixth? Was it sixth?
Only the sixth ever. Yeah, we did that on...
Sixth guy ever to go 40-40, does it with a walk-off grand slam.
Pretty cool.
That freaking guy.
He's unbelievable.
And he wasn't even the biggest thing happening in baseball right now because Aaron Judge is in the middle of kicking everyone in the nuts right now.
Sure
is. Hit 50 and 51. That dude's hitting 340. Leads the league in home runs, leads the league in OPS, leads the league in batting average. People aren't pitching to him. He's like got over 100 walks. It's not quite Barry Bonds like peak Royd. But it's pretty close where you don't pitch to him, and when you do...
You pay for it.
Yeah. It's pretty neat stuff what Aaron Judge is doing right now. But of course, he's doing it clean because we can't possibly have, for instance. I love everyone's like, well, yeah, he's the real guy because those other guys were cheats, as if we know what Aaron Judge may or may not be doing. I'm not here to throw any speculation.
No.
I saw this one, too, in regards to that, because no one, you can't suspect anyone in baseball nowadays of being dirty. Like, you can't do it. I saw this one today. It kind of relates to this, that the 30 fastest times in the men's 100 meters,
okay,
right? Do you know how many of those have been clean?
Oh, boy.
Zero.
No,
I'll say
12.
Yeah, so 9.
Okay.
Of the 30 fastest times ever run in the history of mankind, 9 of them have been clean.
So when the next fastest time gets run, be skeptical.
But here's a fun. Do you know how many of those? So Usain Bolt has never tested positive, right? There's always speculation, but he's never tested positive. He is clean. Do you know how many of those times have been by Usain Bolt?
9.
9.
Yeah.
The 30 fastest times
That's
in
remarkable.
History, 9 of them have been by a clean athlete, and all 9 times run by one guy. And so this is like my Lance Armstrong thing. And the same with Aaron Judge, right? Like, what Aaron Judge is doing right now is stupid, and we've never seen it done in modern times by someone not named Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, right? Like, we have not seen this, and we all know what those guys were doing. Not saying Aaron Judge did. The Usain Bolt thing. 30 fastest times, 9 of them clean, all by one guy. So this is the Lance Armstrong theory.
Yeah.
Either he is
superhuman and a man that has never been created in the history of the world.
Or he's good at not getting caught. Because Lance Armstrong was riding the Tour de France when every other guy... There was one Tour de France after Lance Armstrong got,
what was that guy? That guy's name.
Lance got dinged.
Another American dude.
And you would have had to gone down. I think it ended up going to like 13th place in that race. And I forget what year it was, but it was outside of the top.
Floyd Landis's year.
That's it. Floyd Landis. That's the name I was looking for.
You had to go down to like the 13th competitor before you would have won a clean race. And so I just always found it hilarious.
That 13th finisher was the champion of the
Tour. Right, of the Tour of France. So, like, it's the Lance Armstrong, everyone was like, there's no way he was on anything. And I'm like, so he's competed in the dirtiest sport known to man. Like, there's nothing, like, there's no other sport that even comes close to cycling that as far as dirty. But there was one guy, and he was clean. Allegedly, and he was still doing it better than everyone else that was just dope to the gills. But he was that much better, and there's no way he could possibly be dirty until he was dirty. So I just thought that was funny with Usain Bolt. So either
you can't ask the question.
You can't ask the question. All I'm saying is Usain Bolt is just Lance Armstrong and is very good at not getting caught, or that dude seriously is the fastest human being to ever step foot on this planet, and it's not even close. Well, that blew me away that he has all 9 of the clean.
And I mean, in a team sport realm, isn't this what we're talking about with LeBron James too? I mean, like you can't be measured as far as time or something like that. But we're like looking at what this guy has done forever. And yes, he may just be the perfectly created human, but also there's other things.
He's got a lot of money, and he may be visiting Europe and anti-aging clinics. And I personally don't care. I really don't. I'm not one of these guys that gets...
Well, it's not bothering our enjoyment of the game.
It doesn't.
It shouldn't.
I could care whether or not Aaron Judge is on anything. And if he is, I hope he never gets caught, because it sucks. Because then we have to go through and listen to a bunch of people pound their chest and try to claim moral superiority and blah, blah, blah. Barry Bonds, the greatest baseball player I ever saw, and it's not even close. I don't care what he was on. Lots of people were on it, and Barry Bonds was still the greatest of all time. I hope Judge is clean, because what he's doing is stupid good. But it is interesting to me that we've kind of – I think we're just out of – maybe Lance was the last one that anyone cared about, because we've just kind of essentially moved on. Like, it wasn't that long ago that we were having – congressional hearings, and Marion Jones in track and field was disgraced, and all the end of the Soviet Union's a bunch of cheating bastards.
Rafi Palmeiro's pointing his finger at Congress people.
Yeah, and now we've got number one tennis players in the world.
Yeah, Sinner
getting exemptions because they had testosterone rubbed on them by masseuses, and we're like, no, it's fine.
By the way, did you see he fired his physio and his masseuse?
Of course. He's like, yeah, it's
got the fall guy.
It's your fault.
Got the fall guy.
It's like everyone now, you're beyond suspicion. We went from accusing everybody, whether it was fair or not, and now we accuse nobody. We're just like, we don't want to know. Just don't tell me how the sausage is made. Just go run real fast or slam home runs and let me not care about it because we just want to be entertained.
Well, we were going to do some college football there, but we've clearly been derailed, and that is totally fine because we will have all week to talk college football. Coming up next, though, Will Ortner gives us the stock watch here on Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Our buddy and the most interesting man in the Northwest, Dave Bartu, coming up at 5:15. In the news is next, but right now, young Will Ortner has our stock watch.
's Joe Tessitore there.
I didn't want to interrupt Will. That is a great call.
Good call. Great call. Buy or sell after losing this weekend to Georgia Tech. Florida State will miss the playoffs entirely.
Oh, I'm not making any decision after week one. I think that's always silly. It doesn't look good. You know, I'm more concerned with their defense. You know, DJ led the great drive down there at the end to tie the game at a couple fourth down conversions. I'm more concerned with their defense. That was supposed to be an elite defensive line. I was told that's one of the two or three best in the country, along with Michigan. They got absolutely shredded. But it's week one, Ireland, overlooked game. Who knows? And remember, win the ACC and you're in. First off, if Florida State wins the rest of the way and even loses the ACC, they're still in. A two-loss Florida State team will probably still get in. The ACC is not stacked this year by any stretch of the imagination. We'll see what Miami is bringing to the table. So no one's out of anything anymore. So no season is wrecked. So will they? Boy, it didn't look like a playoff team to me. So from that standpoint, do I think they look like a playoff team? No. But lots of teams in week one don't. So I guess I'll say no just from a look standpoint. But the loss actually, to me, does nothing to change my opinion about whether or not they're a playoff team. I'm just going with what I saw. That did not look like a physically dominant team that I saw last year from Florida State.
Yeah, I'll sell for the same reason. I mean, this is a completely new era in that teams that can find a way to get their footing after slip-ups are going to be fine. Yeah. Now, I don't know how many of those are going to be able to do it from the ACC, because I think it is a weaker conference, and they may not get as many teams as, you know, the Big Ten, the SEC, and so maybe a little harder to fight for that spot now. But if they still take care of business and they've got time to do it, Mike Norvell can turn that thing around. I don't know that he will, but I think he certainly can.
I mean, the rest of the way, they've got Clemson at home, and Clemson doesn't, at least right now on paper, look to be a juggernaut. They're on the road at Miami. We'll see what Miami is. And then there's a big one against Notre Dame. Like, there's
a lot of proving grounds.
A lot of proving grounds to be had. And just don't write off Florida season. Don't write off anyone after week one.
I did see, though, the funny thing that Florida State is the first team to be in 17th place in ACC history.
It's just not what you want to do when you're coming out, when you're coming off a season where you're bitching about being left out while you're suing your conference because you need to get out. And then you go and lay an egg against Georgia Tech, who's the definition of a middle-of-the-road team. It's a really bad look for Florida State. You look like a bunch of clowns.
So there's a real, like, possibility that the top three favorites to win the ACC will start the year 0-1.
Well, yeah, because you got Clemson at Georgia this weekend,
and
right?
You've got Miami at Florida.
Yep. Man.
Welcome to the ACC, boys.
First and goal. Clock winding down. That's Humphrey. It's touchdown, Montana State.
That was the epic comeback, the final touchdown there for Montana State when they beat New Mexico. That was from FS1.
Los Lobos.
Buy or sell, week zero exceeded expectations and was actually a good week of college football.
I'll buy it, even though I didn't really watch much of it, because my expectations were so low, I planned a bunch of other things. I went to the Hops game yesterday. It was wonderful. I saw some of the first game. I saw that the wind was blowing very hard in the game that you just played, and then I followed on Twitter most of the wild affair that seemed like a Pac-12 After Dark game between Nevada and SMU.
Yeah, Nevada crapped the bed.
That thing was on its head.
By double digits in the fourth quarter.
You had a player ejected for spitting. You had one team using a timeout when the other team was punting on fourth and 30. I mean, there was wild stuff going on in that one. Yeah, I'll buy that this exceeded expectations. I think people thought there was going to be one good game. Beyond that, you got a couple upsets. It doesn't mean it was a great weekend, but better than it was billed, for
it
sure.
It exceeded the expectations because Florida State Georgia Tech was a good game, and I didn't think it was going to be. I thought Florida State would win by double digits. It was originally a 2-touchdown spread. Outside of that, let me just say it for the record, I could give two flying you-know-whats about anything else that happened. No offense to Montana State. No offense to Nevada, Delaware State. I don't care. I know Montana and Montana State are great football programs in their divisions up in Montana. Sorry, I don't care. I got better things to do with my time. So it exceeded it because it gave me, in the morning when I had nothing going on, that gave me a good football game. Outside of that, Montana State, go away.
Hey, watch Touchdown Tommy. He's greatness.
No, I'm good. I'm all right.
High fly ball. Deep left center. Doyle back. See ya. Boarding flight 50. 50 home runs. Aaron Judge has done it again.
That's Aaron Judge hitting his 50th home run of the year. That comes to us from the Yes Network. He ended up hitting his 51st later on in the weekend. Buy or sell, Aaron Judge will break, air quotes, his own home run record.
I mean, he's on pace, and he's hitting a high number. Again, they're not even really pitching to him.
And I think that's what it's going to depend on, honestly.
Yeah, just if he gets the opportunity. If they throw to him, he's on an absolute.
He could get to 65. No, I really think he could.
Yes. So will he? And they're in a race. There is some protection around him. Yeah. You know, we've got some guys getting healthy there. Stanton's knocking umpires out with bats. I'll say it.
I didn't see that.
Oh, dude, you didn't
his
see
his bat
it?
Broke and
dude, it is bad.
Oh no,
right? like kind of the chin, back of the head, is bad stuff. They had to meat wagon him out of there. I think he's okay, but it looked bad. He did the old boxer like wobble. No good. Yeah, I'll say it. He gets it. He gets his. He gets the quote unofficial record. Is he what he's doing right now? Is just he's stupid good.
Center field. Series going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. 40-40. Walk-off grand slam. No way.
That comes to us from Spectrum LA. That was Shohei Ohtani getting into the 40-40 club with walk-off grand slam to win the game for the Dodgers. Buy or sell, with a month left, Shohei will become the first ever 50-50 player.
I saw this.
I hope so.
I saw this suggestion come in on the Vancouver Fort text line. I kind of think it might happen. You've basically got 5 weeks left, mm-hmm. and I things maybe have to break right. He's got to stay hot as a hitter. But yeah, I mean, I think it's doable. We saw recently Ronald Acuna get to like 73 steals in a year that he had 40 home runs. And so I think the steals can be done if the will is there to do it. I think the opportunity will be there to do it. The home run part might even be harder, I think, for me to get to. But I think it's going to happen. Yeah, I'll buy it.
Yeah, Soriano is the most. He had 46 homers with 40 steals. So I'm going to say no. That's a lot. It's a lot of pressure. I mean, the judge thing is a lot of pressure. There's a reason why no one's ever done it in baseball history.
Yep.
So do I hope he does it? I love Shohei Ohtani. I think he's awesome. And I love to see baseball get this kind of love. And by the way, Aaron Judge is about as good a guy as you could hope, despite what that douchey Long Island Little League World Series coach had.
Should wave to the kids.
That guy can seriously go take a flying.
If whatever. You've been a Little League coach for like 20 plus years, you're the problem, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. You are a giant Staten Island
jackass. Gotta feed his family somehow.
And you're the reason why we all hate Staten Island. I just love that you've got, you know, New York, LA, American National League, the two biggest stars in baseball, and they're both putting up monster numbers with a lot of fanfare around it. So I think it'd be awesome. Dude, if Judge gets to 65 and Ohtani goes 50-50, you know, just MVPs, that is absolutely kick-ass. So I want it to happen, but at least with Judge, it's one thing. With Ohtani, you got to get 10 more of each.
Yeah.
That's
nine
asking.
Nine more. He had another home run last night.
Oh, all right. So go. Nine more. That's asking a lot. Who knows at the end of the year, does he have stuff to play for? Do they start resting him? I mean, who knows? So I'm going to say no, but I want it. I think that would be absolutely awesome because that guy, he's my favorite player to come around in a while.
Yeah, maybe I'm just trying to manifest it with the bye. It's probably less likely than it is more likely, but I also want to see it happen. And I hate the Dodgers, but I really like Shohei. That is your Stock Watch brought to you by Goldberg Jones Divorce for Men. You can reach out to them at 1-800-DIVORCE, Portland's premier family law firm for men. The divorce for men at Goldberg Jones are dedicated to representing Oregon's husbands and fathers in divorce, child custody, and child support. Coming up next, it's time for In the News, but first, Ortner has SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Prime Time. It is Monday. It is, gosh, I don't even know the date. It is Monday, August 26th. We're off to a great start. It is time for In the News. I'm your stand-in newsman. Hello. I'd say please be seated, but everyone already is.
Maybe someone out there is walking around. I don't know. I listen to this, the morning program when I'm walking my dog.
You know what? Someone else out there is walking because I saw Miss Taylor Mathis had another walking bets today through the airport.
There you go.
Yeah.
Through the Portland airport?
Through an airport. I don't know. She was trying to do a little engagement farming, saying, guess what airport I'm in? Get those comments up.
I really wanted to know which one it was.
We've got the UPS. Will's out there trying to stalk her. Will, I tried to make it happen for you. I was at a gathering. There was a Blazer dancer there who was in the market. I tried pushing you, but not only she likes the old line.
I don't know that I like you out there showing pictures of me to random hots around town.
I tried making it happen for
Worst
you, man.
Worst things could be happening.
I was talking you up, man. I was making a hard.
I don't believe that this happened. I believe that you were like, oh, there's a single dancer.
On second thought, don't show Will to the Blazer dancer.
Yeah,
don't.
Here's the thing. Like,
I don't know that
to,
I like that.
What a you thing
know.
You're doing for him, and you're being poo-pooed.
I was at the Asian family gathering, and there was a girl lamenting. A young Blazer dancer was lamenting the lack of quality, nice guys out there. And she was young and in her 20s. And I was like, she liked athletes. I was like, I got a great guy. He's like, he's nice as can be. But I think she was looking for more of a rugged cowboy type, she said. So,
well, I have a cowboy, Coors Cowboy rodeo hat, but whatever.
Yeah, I try. Like, I made a strong push, but she wasn't. No, I'm telling you. I was... I was making a strong push for you, man. I tried for like 20 minutes. We went through your Instagram. I was like, no, he's a great guy. I talked about the teaching credentials that you could be going on to get like a master's. I was talking you up. College football star.
This terrifies me.
Yeah.
By the way, this is terrifying. I have seen firsthand how well this can work. One of my best friends was set up with a Blazer dancer who was ready for a nice guy who was stable and brought a lot to the table. They now have two kids that are expecting their third. Great little thing they've got going on.
Yeah, note to self. No, terrified. Don't try to help a Blazer dancer?
Yeah, no, terrified of him trying to set me up with people.
Well, okay, but if... Would you rather have that or no one trying to matchmake for you with a Blazer dancer?
Go ask Joe Fisher how that worked
out. Yeah, that's exactly right.
You didn't play a part in that.
He played the part in that.
Did you really?
I'm the only reason why that happened.
Oh, I thought I thought others were at work on that one.
No. Well, man, they're making dreams happen. I try to help Will out by hooking him with a hot Asian Blazer dancer, and this is the thanks I get.
Didn't try hard enough.
I didn't. Sorry.
I didn't get a text. I don't have a DM.
I don't know. The fact that you were on his Insta and invested 20 minutes, I think you did try enough.
Don't follow me. That is weird.
Oh, is he
found
stalking
my
you
Instagram
on the ground?
I didn't know how. She wanted to see photos, and I didn't know how else to find photos of you.
It's interesting that you're able to find it quickly.
Well, it's just Will Ortner.
You never got a follow back.
Is there other Will Ortners?
Oh, he's upset that you haven't boosted his social media game.
Problem is that
when you Google just Will Ortner, like images, it's all like old Big Will photos.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
From
yeah.
like the college
Big
days.
There's a lot of hair.
And we didn't want, that's not an accurate description.
No.
So we had to go find, new Will Ortner, but. Sorry, man. I tried.
The Vancouver text line is very upset with me.
Yeah,
as they should be. It is National Dog Day. How about that?
I love the dogs.
I feel like on these national days, there are about 16 of these where it's like a National Pet Your Dog Day or a National Adopt the Dog Day. National Dog Day.
I have not had a day in my life since 19, probably 9, where I have not had a dog. I have never... I've never had one where when it passed, I was dogless.
Yeah.
I've always, and now I'm a little scared. My guy's young.
Yeah, yeah.
But
like big dogs.
It's the only time I've got one.
Yeah.
So if something were to happen to the big fella, if Ka goes down, I would be dogless for the first time in, you know, going on 30 years.
My life's
not the same without one.
I've been dogless before. I mean, I've almost always had a dog in my life, but we were a one dog family growing up. And so there was always a gap between dogs. And I hated that time.
My life is just better. There's something good. When I come home, I need...
That energy in the home is wonderful.
Yes.
I'm all about that.
He likes his plushie toys, and I open the door, and the first thing I see is just this giant thing with like a Winnie the Pooh or a hedgehog like heading towards me, and it just, no matter what's going on in my day, that makes it better. Love my guy.
Also, National Cherry Popsicle Day. That do anything for you?
No, get out of here.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Just say, for the record, the popsicle in general.
Kind of mid?
Get out of here. Maybe I'll take an Otter Pop or something, but the actual, like, old school popsicle, go away.
It is National Web Mistress Day.
I don't know what that is.
At first, I thought it sounded salacious, like, you know, your online fling that you've hooked up with or something like that, or like, you know, if you're doing something behind someone's back. No. Like the person who runs your website at work is just your webmaster. It's just a woman who is doing webmaster jobs.
Oh, that's not nearly as cool.
Although,
I thought we were into like some sort of,
I know,
like Heidi Fleiss, madam sort of thing.
No,
I was like, all right.
Not nearly that exciting.
Cool.
This weekend in Portland, Cirque du Soleil was in town. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, we got someone got carted off. Someone got meat wagoned out of there, right?
That's exactly right. So the event was called Kuza. I guess that's the show that's going around right now. And Russian aerialist Maria Konfektova fell from the aerial hoop in the first act. I didn't see video of it. It says the apparatus was like a sturdy hula hoop that's suspended over wire on the stage.
I know of what they... I've seen these before, and they like sit in them, and then they like they rock back, and yeah, it's a big ring. Yeah, big hula hoop. I've seen that.
And so, yeah, the spokesperson released the following event afterwards, saying that in accordance with their emergency procedures, they stopped the show briefly. The artist was immediately assisted by the tour intervention team and transported to the hospital for examination.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's a weird, you know, you're there enjoying Cirque du Soleil, and then you're just like, bleh, bleh.
Well, and there are witnesses that were there that, I mean, obviously, you know, they're not doing bits or whatever, but when she fell off, they're like, oh, was she, maybe she was trying to dismount or whatever, and then they're like, wait a second, everyone else looks really terrified, and
what?
Creates a tense moment.
That can't be the only time that's happened. I mean, it's just, that's, It's got to be scary. I mean, you kind of forget. That's life and death stuff that those people are up there doing. Some of those people are like 40, 50 feet in the air, and they're doing flips and all that. It's like, whoops.
Man. Yeah.
And I don't know, like, in this one, if they have nets or whatnot, but it's no bueno.
It's the spokesperson added, as of Sunday afternoon, the performer was conscious, stable, and being cared for by medical specialists and their team. So not a whole lot of information on the severity of or the details around the injuries, and probably won't get that with HIPAA stuff, but kind of a scary moment there.
Yeah, I think about that sometimes whenever you're at one of those shows. And I was at a reptile show once, and like the all hell broke loose.
Oh no way!
Yeah, the dude got bit.
And, oh
like,
no!
And then like the
by were you big, like a SeaWorld type place or what?
No, it was like we were at a, like a summer camp sort of thing. I was like one of the counselors, and like one of the big what are they like the big monitor lizards? It's not like a Komodo dragon, but like a giant ass lizard.
Yeah,
it's like the size of like a medium dog.
They have them at the Oregon or the Portland Zoo. The dude, those monitors, they're huge. They're
bit
crazy.
The dude in the arm, and the guy like freaked out and tried to pull his arm away, and then the monitor lizard like flung around, and then he knocked over a thing, and then that snake came out, and then like there was you know like then there was a cobra. And it was out
the
on the ground.
Cobra came out?
Yeah, and I don't know to this day if it was defanged or not, but I think, and again, it was so long ago, I think they said it was defanged, but when the cobra gets out and it's got that hood thing,
all Thunderdome. Bets are off. No.
Absolute Thunderdome. And it was a bunch of like handicap or like special needs kids, that's a better good word, team. Right? And like, dude, panic. Absolute total chaos. Like, grabbed like a couple kids and just started, it was bad. It's bad. It's like when you're one of those things and that stuff goes south, like you're at a performance, you're like, stuff can go wrong. Like you're at the Cirque du Soleil, you're like, hey, everyone's having, and then just, it's hard to then put yourself back in the whimsy. It's no good.
I don't know why it's in the algorithm, but I feel like I have those incidents pop up on YouTube for me all the time of like, oh, the tiger turns on his trainer playing around and like, dude, that stuff, I don't like that stuff.
You're out there, you know, putting on live performances. With animals, sometimes, you know, or in this case, aerials, stuff happens.
But not an animal attack, but we did have a cyber attack up north of our border here in Oregon.
Screwed up Seattle pretty good.
Yeah, it's SeaTac. So long delays and long lines were experienced on Sunday after a cyber attack was discovered on the port system on Saturday morning. So they confirmed on Sunday afternoon it was a cyber attack and that their ability to send and receive data, including email, was compromised. And this was from the director of Aviation Department of the Port of Seattle. So it's hard to understand what exactly the attack was going for, but it really threw things off. It caused massive delays.
Well, it just goes to show you, man, I've read a lot of different things that say that they think that the next big terrorist attack will indeed just be this.
I've wondered
just
about that
shut down.
A lot.
We had one a couple years ago where they shut down the, like an East Coast, the electrical grid and or was it the gas line, right? Where they couldn't get fuel on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you read about all kinds of stuff that said you don't really need to blow anything up. You just have to come in and you can basically ground our economy, ground society to a halt by just shutting down computers.
Well, you've seen the kind of chaos people can cause even in small places. I mean, I think about the opening of the new LA Clippers arena or whatever, where it's like, oh, their system for tickets went down and now everyone's effed because they were told no cash, no whatever. And I mean, if you took away everyone's cell phone network, this country would go ballistic.
100%.
And somebody could do that.
Oh,
so
take to the streets and start throwing the road flares. Let's go.
I have thought and
ready to riot.
I don't know about worried about that, but that certainly seems like cyber attack might be a good way to get us, if you will.
I'm guessing you were pretty pissed off if you were trying to get out of SeaTac today.
I would imagine so. Coming up, we have some back to school news. Beaverton kids are get to sleep in a little bit later, and that coach that was slapping kids around on the football field or at the football retreat, yeah, there's a lawsuit.
Can't do that.
It's coming up next. More in the news. Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Before we continue on with In the News, a little programming note for you. We're back tonight. Ducks Roundtable, the first one
you're
of the season.
Huh? That's right. More than two? Because the Roundtable bothers me.
Yeah, we do. We'll have Schultze producing. We'll have Anthony Newman in here and Will Ortner. So there'll be four of us.
I prefer that. It always bothers me when you guys roundtable with two.
There did used to be a two-man roundtable.
That's not a roundtable. That's a line.
That's a line.
That's a table line.
I mean, even four is more of a square.
I just need someone to turn a corner. That's all I need, a corner involved.
At least this table is round-ish.
Yeah. You can't have, I don't need a rhombus in here. Give me a weird angle.
Well, you can hear us preview not so much the Idaho game, but the Ducks football season this evening when primetime is done.
Breaking down the big, do we have even a spread on that yet?
Oh, 44 and a half.
What is it?
44
and a half. 44
and a half. I believe that's what it was last time I looked.
I'll
pull it up.
Do you dare take Idaho in the points on that?
I saw someone say that I think Ohio State plays Akron this weekend, and Ohio State is favored by 50, and the over-under is 58.
According to Alan A., 44 and a half.
Okay. I just know this. When you get anything like that, you just don't touch it. Just walk away. Just don't. It's a no.
Let's continue on with In the News for Monday, August 26th. A couple bits of school district news, specifically in Beaverton. They've read the studies, they've listened, and finally, those kids are starting school 1 hour later.
I think they do that now in Clark County.
We did it in Hawkinson.
Yeah.
Did you?
I think most of the people over in Southwest Washington have realized that the youngs don't like to wake up, and making them just that, like, absences are through the roof and, like, tardies, and then, like, the studies show that you just don't perform well enough.
And then specifically in the winter months, it gets really hard because they're going to school when it's still dark out. And
Well, like I said, I walk my dog in the morning. I walk through the high school, and sometimes in the morning, it's like zombies. You just see these kids just getting out of their car, and you're like, good luck.
You have these dead eyes.
I'm like, good luck, first period teacher. Have fun with that. Whatever I'm teaching, just whatever first period is, that's got to be a toss. That's a toss away.
So, it looks like first period was 7:45, now going to be 8:45.
That's good.
Moving forward.
I think that's a wise move.
Then additionally, out at Westview High School, we had head football coach Jamal Jones resigned from his position after he was slapping his kids around at the retreat. We know about that. They found their new head coach, who, by the way, is a former Oregon Duck, Dan Weaver.
Yeah.
And
I think he was a center, was he not?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, O-lineman.
When in doubt,
the center brotherhood.
Find the O-lineman. Right. It's the way to go.
Find the big guy.
But now that Mr. Jones is being sued by, he's already charged with 12 counts of harassment, but one of the parents,
just 12?
Who says that her son was slapped so hard on the face it caused him to swell, suffered mentally and emotionally, and was humiliated during the incident. They're looking for damages up to $125,000.
Look.
You can't slap kids.
You can't slap kids. I said that. Dude, you fire that dumbass immediately. But
also, how do you put a number on it?
125 G's because you got... Come on. Although, look. I mean, I guess.
I've always wondered. Kids.
Get what you can get.
Systems in general, they're like, we'll say $11.3 million for pain and suffering. You're like, wait, how do you get to that figure?
I don't... Bags, it's the poor taxpayers out there. They're going to have to write that check. Just 125 G's? Like I said, that's my kid. I'll get slapped for 125 G's, but I don't want my kid to get slapped.
Yeah.
That guy's lucky that there wasn't some angry parent that came along. Stop slapping kids. It's not that hard.
The dude was a cop, too.
Yeah. Don't sleep with students. Don't slap. Just don't touch your students. It's not that hard.
Don't make physical contact with high school kids.
Game of soccer at that point. Keep your hands to yourself.
Yes.
And don't head anything either. Just no touchies. There's no touchies and you're fine.
Personal bubble. There's a reason that's there.
Yeah. Like a church dance. Make room for the Holy Ghost, right? Just don't touch.
You got to see the kid coming and you put the hands out for the high five. That's what you got to learn, or carry around a clipboard so that there is protection to block away.
You're like Gene Steratore with the note card and the first down marker.
You got to be not afraid, quick to throw a hip involved so that no one can go anywhere near you.
Don't give anyone a ride home. You know, it's just simple things. I say, hey, do you need a ride home? Yeah, maybe you do, but not for me.
You keep the doors locked until all the kids are ready to come in the classroom and no one else comes in?
Hey, Will knows. Will knows what's up.
Locked, cocked, ready to rock.
And then finally, one more piece of news for you. Suk's been making noises about getting out to the sports bra for some time, and now...
Yeah, I got to get out there.
Founder of the sports bra Jenny Wynn is up for the one of the most prestigious business awards in Oregon.
Oh, the business Achievers Award?
The Oregon Business and Industry Organization are recognizing her with the Oregon Visionary Award, recognizing people, employers, and organizations that strengthen Oregon's economy and develop solutions to significant problems.
Is it wrong that anytime I hear any sort of business award, I immediately think of the Big Lebowski?
It's Little Urban Achievers.
That's all I think about. 100%. Well, I have yet to make it out to the sports bra. I want to. Don't know if I'm welcome there, but hey.
I would bet you they're welcoming. Go they're sports. Welcoming bunch.
Well, next time that there's a women's rugby game on, or I don't know, try to make it out there. See what I can do.
A Thorns Road playoff game, perhaps?
Yeah, I can get a nice... I'm here on their website right now. I can buy a sports bra hat. Maybe a sports bra rainbow tank top. Do they make that in the Husky teen section?
You can also get the power snatch.
Because if
that's
so,
on the menu.
I'd rock myself a rainbow sports bra
tank top.
Do they
have a sports bra?
I don't know. I don't.
They should. Sell sports bras. Well, they say the sports bra.
Their logo is indeed a sports bra, but no, it does not appear. You can buy a 12-in-1 wooden multi-tool with the sports bra logo on it.
Is that a Swiss Army knife?
Like a Leatherman?
Yeah, no, it does look like a Swiss Army knife. I just don't think you can call it that.
Yeah, okay.
Something against the Swiss?
Well, I lied. Right here. It's sold out, though.
Oh, the sports bras are sold out at the sports bra?
The sports bra is indeed sold out.
Never saw that coming. They're hot. Yeah.
$35, though. It's a good deal.
Flying off the shelf. How much do bras cost? I wouldn't know if that's a good deal or bad.
I don't know about sports bras, but real bras are expensive.
I think good wouldn't sports bras are either. Expensive, too.
Wouldn't know.
Yeah, well, when you're a single father, unfortunately,
you learn these things.
Well, and there's the thing, I always farm that out to my oldest daughter to shop the younger one, but I saw the bill.
Well, there were
a lot of times I'd see the bill, and my oldest was just like, shut up, Dad. Don't say anything. And I was like, nope, whatever. But that bill's a hefty bill. I had no idea.
You did take my ex to Victoria's Secret, so there's that, too.
That is true. I did take Will's ex-girlfriend to Victoria's Secret.
What? Okay.
That did happen. That was before we were dating.
Yes.
A story for the club. Boy.
This happened. I think I have
my... There are photos.
There are photos. Absolutely.
I was shown photos. I think that was part of her reeling me in.
My brain is corkscrewed right now. I'm going to have to understand. I think I know how this worked, but we're definitely going to need details.
A lot of people were uncomfortable that day. Lots of people.
That is all the time we have for In the News. Coming up next, it is the Hot 5 at 5, plus a little bit of Dave Bartu breaking down the college football season. It's all in hour number 3, primetime, 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.